V 219. krosu vam Mariborski radio Študent ne pripravlja prispevka o ruski etno glasbi. Imidž, ki ste ga dobili, pa kljub temu ni napačen, kvečemu namerno napačen. In kje se začnejo strampota?
Od 16. do 18. decembra smo imeli delavnico Davida Lakajna, peščine tvorbe podob. 17. smo v Gustavu gostili njegovo predstavo Urgency Breath.
David Lakajn je ameriški koreograf, režiser, performer in učitelj, ki dela predvsem v Amsterdamu in Berlinu. Njegovo delo je interdisciplinarno, prepleta gledališče, ples in performance. Zanima ga določitev in razvoj specifične intencije in fizičnega odnosa v telesu in pa pripovedni kontekst, ki ga ustvarja s tekstom.
An image for me is some kind of a coherent whole, something that communicates something something very small and subtle or something very large and powerful. It's in terms of the workshop, what we were working on is seeing what different components make up one image, and then depending on what one's intention is and what one is trying to communicate to the audience, in a sense having some skills and different approaches to how one can construct that image so that the essence comes out more clearly to the audience, and looking at the placement of the body and how one is using supporting things like spatial considerations or timing or quality or where one is placing the audience. So some kind of compositional approach, but in this larger global image way.
So there are house rules. And if at any time you want to get up and either move, dance, or as I suggested, just a radical graphic example, rub your genitalia either against the wall, your neighbor, perhaps your special neighbor, the table. I'm also always available to have your genitalia rubbed against me. If there's no one else and you'd like to feel that sensation against another human being, I'm available. So the house rules are, at any time, do anything that feels good. Yeah? That's the house rules. If you do something that I don't like, I might physically injure you, but that's the only thing that might happen. Yeah? And there's actually a doctor in the house, so we'll be able to fix you up real quick and all that risk. So the other house rule is, I might be a bit annoying in sort of a American talk show way. Been in the United States a lot recently, and I've been watching as many talk shows as I can whenever I'm in hotels. So I'm into asking a lot of questions, also because I'm interested in what's happening in Maribor, what's urgent for people in Maribor. So at any time, if I may happen to ask you a question, you can do one of two things, but only one of two things. Otherwise, I will physically injure you. First thing is, you can tell the truth. You can be authentic. Be truthful, you can be genuine. Oh, I forgot a house rule. If I say something and you don't understand it, you can interrupt me at any time. Okay? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay? You can interrupt me. I might ignore you, but you can interrupt me at any time. Okay? So, again, if I ask you a question, you have two choices, always two choices. You can either answer in a genuine way, be truthful, be honest, or you can lie. Yeah? Does everyone understand the word lie? You can pretend, you can make things up. Yeah? So, at any time you can, just say it again, because actually the words are quite nice. You can rub your genitalia up against other people or objects. You can even find a way to rub your genitalia against your own body parts. Yeah, that's a mini workshop that I'll be teaching next time that I'm in Maribor. Yeah, talk to Vlasta, she will get your information. Yeah, or you can come up and dance, or you can, or you can, or you can. So I will be making propositions to myself, to you, the space, as will Marianne, as will other people. See what happens. See if there's an impulse, you want to go with that impulse, what feels urgent for you. Yeah, and if I ask you questions, you can do one of two things. You can answer truthfully, or you can lie. You can steal, you can cheat. Can physically injure me.
I mean, I guess in a way, I suppose somehow there's some mini influences, but I think what I'm doing is more a little bit, just looking at redefining perhaps the audience performer relationship and seeing, not in all the work I do, but in some of the work I do, that one can break down this, the audience sits in the tribune and they are in a sense more consuming, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I think in my work I'm looking to see how they can be more active participants and also make some choices about the performance in a way. So I'm trying a little bit more in my work and some of the things I'm doing to really give the audience a choice. Would you like to do this or this, or in this moment design some experience that you would like to have? And I suppose because I'm speak with American English and because somehow it has slightly similar component, maybe the association is a little bit of a talk show, but that's not really, I think, what I'm, the same quality I'm trying to build in a way, but somehow similar, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. So the audience actually helps you to create the image you then perform?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, sometimes, like, in Gustav, there was this one moment where this guy named Simon, I really gave him the full control over creating an image, and this was quite exciting for me. I don't know if I'd ever done that before, to really say, okay, this is your moment. He said he would like to see something entertaining, so I said, well, what would be entertaining for you, and design the moment, tell me what to do, what I should wear, da 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 da. So this is, I guess, one extreme of how one can get the audience involved, by really having them design the image, the experience they would like to see and have.
So for me, this word urgency has been quite urgent recently. Do we all know what the word urgency means?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe, yeah. Could we have a translation, an approximate translation, please, in Slovenian?
Nujno.
Nujnost. So I'm wondering what's urgent in Maribor. I've been asking a few people. So far my research has led me to conclude that no one really knows. No one really knows what's urgent, which seems to be the kind of urgency that's here, the sort of searching for what the urgency might be. I've done very little research, mostly I've been inside in dark, cold spaces, but talk to some people on the train, some people in a cafe, people here and there. I'm just wondering if anyone has some insight in this moment to what's urgent in Maribor, something that I have not yet discovered. A good club. Okay, so the people running this place, just close your ears for a moment. A good club. Anything else that is urgent right now in Maribor?
Culture.
Okay, so what we're doing tonight, we don't really know what it is. It could be bad television, what we're doing tonight, but at least it might be bad television culture, maybe. Anything else that you feel is urgent, that has some sense of urgency? What needs to be happening, or what is happening in Maribor? When you wake up in the morning and you talk to your first person, what sense do you have?
Sea,
water, some sense of a vista, maybe, some horizon. Anything else? What is urgent? What's burning for people in Maribor? Wow. A what?
Responsibility.
Okay, responsibility for me is the favorite word I like translating into movement. So at this moment I'm going to translate the word responsibility into movement.
V januarju bomo imeli delavnico Katrine Brown, ki je že imela eno svojo delavnico v času festivala v septembru, in bo ta delavnica predstavljala nadaljevanje, in sicer je naslov tema delavnice Misleče telo in bo potekala od 20. do 22. januarja. Potem pa načrtujemo še delavnico Male Kline, ki pa bo potekala 2. do 5. februarja in je ime delavnice naslov, tema je, da bi se rodil kot mlad konj, moraš umreti 3-krat. Ta delavnica temelji na iskanju naših lastnih meja in kako te meje nekako doseči oziroma jih sprostiti v toku performansa, v prizoritve. Ja.
Vodja festivala Nagib Vlasta Veselko. 17. decembra zvečer smo v Gustafu bili priča nenavadnim zahtevam in imidžom, David pa nas je doživel takole.
I have two things I'd like to say about tonight's audience. I suppose if one were to divide these things into a positive and a negative category, there would be one that's positive and there would be one that's negative. I'd like to start with the negative one first, if I may. Is that all right?
Okay.
For me, everyone in this room is radiating asexual energy. It's as if you left your genitalia at the door. It's as if you came in, you paid your tickets, and Nina said, and excuse me, by the way, did you read the fine print? You're not allowed to bring a vagina in tonight. And everyone said, who had a vagina, said, fine, I'll leave here at the door. And for those of us who have testicles, Nina said, I'm sorry. It's very wonderful you're here. And by the way, if you have other friends, especially male friends, because there are a lot of women here tonight, can you please call them immediately or send an SMS? But you must leave your testicles at the door. So it's as if all of you came in here without your vaginas, without your testicles, plopped yourself down, and entered an asexual zone. That's the negative thing I have to say tonight about you.
Iz Mariborskega radija Študent vam želimo nenavadne praznike.